Little Bohemian Rhapsody action for you on your radio, friend. That was Queen, not very happy about Donald J. Trump using them as walk-up music the other night, but it was fascinating. It always is. It's 10 minutes to 11 o'clock on your Throwback Thursday morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, along with Mark Eichhorst. It is a community conversation sponsored by St. Monica's Senior Living. Please welcome to your radio friend, the executive director of the Racine County Food Bank, Mr. Dan Ty Valkoski. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
You ever get called Val?
No, can't say as I have.
You almost were just then. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for inviting me this morning.
Thanks for coming in. Where are you from originally?
I'm actually born and raised in Racine.
You are you?
Well, born in Milwaukee, raised in Racine.
What hospital were you born in?
You know, I don't recall. I was adopted, and that was as far back as I was able to trace.
You were adopted at birth?
Yep.
That's so cool. We have six children. We had five of our own, and then we adopted one at birth. She's going to be 20 years old in September. Jessica Grace with the pretty face, as I like to say. How did being adopted affect your life?
Well, you know that you're in a warm, nurturing home where they really love you or they wouldn't have adopted you, right? So I felt blessed.
And did you have siblings?
One sister, also adopted.
Really?
Yeah.
And are your folks still alive?
No. Unfortunately, I'm the only one left.
And are you married?
I am.
You have kids?
Do not. One stepchild. Well, not so much a child anymore. He's going to be 30.
What's his name?
Corey.
Corey with an E?
No.
No E.
No E.
C-O-R-Y.
C-O-R-Y.
And what's his last name?
Mars.
And what does he do?
He is a driver for UPS.
Oh, very cool. How did being adopted affect your decision to go in and help people with things like the food bank?
I don't know that really played too much of a role. Honestly, I didn't think a whole lot about it growing up. I didn't find out until I was in my teen years, really, that I was actually adopted, and really had no desire to track down my biological parents until after my adoptive parents had passed. I got a little curious and just wanted to find out more for medical history than anything else.
And what did you find out?
That my father has Norwegian. I actually, the name Ty Valkoski is Finnish, but my birth biological father was Norwegian, and my mother was Italian. So
that's a good combo, right there.
Very different, but both with family histories with long lives. So I'm cautiously optimistic that will follow through for me as well.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Horlick. I started at Lutheran High and went to Horlick and actually finished in Oklahoma getting my GED while I was in the Army.
So you served in the Army?
I did.
And where was the most interesting place that you visited while serving?
Well, I went to training in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. I went to school, artillery survey school at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and then the whole unit transferred over to Augsburg, Germany, where I spent 2 years, and that was a wonderful place to be in Bavaria, and I think I learned my taste for, my affinity for beer over there, and which sticks with me today.
You like a beer, do you?
I do.
You are in the right state, my friend.
I am.
Did you just hear that Old Style is going to be getting brewed again in La Crosse?
I actually saw that in the paper this morning.
Yeah, God's Country. Dun, 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 dun. Remember when Old Style used to sponsor the Cubs?
Oh, yeah. And I remember I toured the brewery up there in La Crosse when they had the big six-pack in the city outside the building and stuff. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
We used to call it Old Style Dog Style. Yeah. Not a good beer, in my humble opinion. What's your favorite beer?
I tend to lean towards Miller products, but I really love Eastside Dark from the Lakefront Brewery in Milwaukee as well.
I like a good IPA.
See, the IPAs are a little bitter for my taste. Yeah. I don't care much for those.
Well, he's the very unbitter Dan Ty Valkoski. He is the Racine County Food Bank Executive Director. Do you guys serve beer to the folks who need food?
We don't.
You don't?
No,
beer for you.
Good, healthy, nutritious food.
And what is the major need of the Racine County Food Bank right now?
Well, we always need food and funds to operate. We are blessed to have a broad base of community support. The summer, it's a little lean. It always is, both monetarily and with food donations. But we've got some exciting fund and food-raising events coming up that will hopefully restock the shelves for us.
Like what? What kind of events you got going?
Well, the county fair is featuring a discount on their general admission on opening day next week, Wednesday. If you bring three non-perishable canned goods on Wednesday all day, you'll get half-price admission, which saves you $4.50. Also stemming from the county fair event, there are different companies that have been purchasing animals for us out there and donating them. And we put together a fundraising dinner with some of the prime cuts from those animals. And we grind the rest of that up into ground beef and ground pork and things for to distribute through our emergency food network.
Yeah, that's always been a very unique way to raise funds, I think. I don't know how many other food banks around the country do it that way, but they've been very popular, too.
Yeah, it started 13 years ago with a fellow Leadership Racine alum, John Griffith, from at that time Johnson Bank. It was a month or so after I started at the food bank back in 2004, and he called and said, I have a steer for you. Do you want it? And I, of course, said yes.
As long as it wasn't a bum steer.
That particular year, it happened to be the grand champion, I believe, and we didn't have the heart. The best way for us to distribute product like that would be to grind it all up and distribute it in one-pound packages, and we didn't want to do that with the grand champion. So we cooked up this little fundraising dinner, and we've been doing that ever since. And Johnson Bank, their initial donation has prompted other companies to help us out through the years. Runzheimer International is a perennial donor, the Andes Company, CNH, Martin Ford, Absolute Construction, just last year Racine Dental Group. So it's growing, and we're getting more folks helping and interested in helping us out.
When people come to the county fair, is that a good atmosphere for them to be contributing, or because they're there for fun, is that a harder draw for you?
Well, I don't think it helps us to raise awareness by having those barrels out there. And even if somebody forgets and doesn't bring food, I think by raising awareness, maybe prompts them to drop a little something in the barrel at the grocery store the next time they're there, or just the fact that they realize that there's a need out there.
You know, it's the one thing when I'm out there, and I'll bring my contribution, I do every year. But you do have so much fun, and there is such a great wide variety of food and things to taste out there. In fact, we were on the Food Network on I think it's called Carnival Eats, and the show last year, the fair does. But you have so much fun out there, it does kind of make you think when you see those barrels of the other people out there that don't have so much fun and don't have so much to eat, and it makes you want to contribute.
He's Dan Ty Valkoski. He is the executive director of the Racine County Food Bank. What would be the most surprising thing for somebody that's not involved with folks that need food to know about people who do?
I think the sheer volume, the number of folks that are in need, and when people come to tour our facility, they're amazed at the size and scope of our operation. Last year, we distributed 1 million pounds of food. In our warehouse, 17,000 square feet, and you walk in on any given day, and it looks like it's full, but we turn that probably 6 times a year. So there's just a huge volume of food going out to folks that need it in our community. Last year, we served, with our help, our affiliate pantries, shelters, community meal programs, all those folks in the Emergency Food Network served just north of 800,000 meals. So it's just an amazing collaboration.
And Dan, unemployment is down in Racine. You know, 6 years ago, it was up to 17%. It's down to right around 6% now. Has that impacted people that need the food out there? Do you see a decrease right now, or is it always about the same?
It's been it was on a steady increase since I started in 2004. The numbers were going up each and every year, which was kind of surprising because it really didn't mirror any of the economic indicators. It's been flat for the last couple of years, which I think is good news. There's a lot of good things going on in the community. I think United Way's new focus on building an educated workforce is going to get at some of those root problems that start way upstream that have an effect. It's going to take a long time for it to have effect on what it is that we do and before we start to see those numbers decrease, but I think we're on the right track in getting at the root causes of hunger. Hunger is an income issue, and we need to get folks employed and working to get them help.
No doubt. Well, thank you so much for helping those who do need help right now. He is Dan Tyvalkoski. He is the executive director of the Racine County Food Bank. You can get more information to donate and to volunteer at racinecountyfoodbank.org. The number to call is 262-632-2307. This community conversation on WRJN has been brought to you by St. Monica's Senior Living. When someone you need or you know needs a little bit of help, maybe it's time to look into assisted living at St. Monica's. You can take a tour of St. Monica's to see for yourself why it's so special. Visit stmonicasseniorliving.com to learn more. St. Monica's Senior Living on North Green Bay Road in Racine, where you are the heart of their home. Dan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. A Magnum.media station.
And on this Throwback Thursday, WRJN covers the world at 11 o'clock.
Trump's big night, Southwest's bad day. I'm Christopher Cruz. Donald Trump will accept the nomination of his party for president tonight at the Republican National Convention. But the talk today has been about his former rival, Senator Ted Cruz's speech to the delegates last night.